It's here and now. In Arkansas, a doctor has been giving jail inmates with COVID-19 a drug not recommended by the FDA. Ivermectin is a medicine often used to treat parasites in animals and humans, and it's been subject to a fair bit of misinformation among COVID vaccine opponents. Jacqueline Froelich of member station KUAF joins us from Fayetteville. And Jacqueline, tell us about this doctor who's been prescribing this and what the drug is.
Yeah, his name is Dr. Rob Karras. He operates Karras Healthcare. It's a walk-in cash clinic in Fayetteville. He's also under contract with Washington County to care for jail detainees, operating as Karras Correctional Health and along with treating jail patients infected with COVID-19. He uses a complex of nutritional supplements, asthma medicine, and steroids if in respiratory distress. And he's also giving them a generic drug known as ivermectin. Karras is convinced that ivermectin is safe and effective to treat COVID-19 infection.
Well, he may be convinced, and I understand he's used it on his own family members, but as far as the FDA is concerned, it is not approved for COVID-19, correct?
Right. Ivermectin is commonly used to treat parasites in both animals and humans, and I have been asked by listeners to report on ivermectin because they believe so strongly in it. Karras says FDA has approved the use of it for decades and that the World Health Organization considers it to be a critical and safe medicine, but again, that's only for internal parasites. FDA has issued a really strong warning that ivermectin is not approved to prevent or treat COVID-19 and that it may cause harm.
I understand the FDA is doing its own look, its own trials in case they find that this is useful for COVID-19. But as far as this county jail population, how long has Dr. Karras been treating these inmates with ivermectin?
This is the thing. No one knew this was going on. He's been prescribing ivermectin since November, but it wasn't publicly known until last week when a county justice of the peace, Eva Madison, who received a tip about it from a county employee, brought the matter before the Washington County Quorum Court. I spoke with Madison on Saturday, who had also contacted the county sheriff, Tim Helder, texting him a complaint. This is what she said.
I took that to the sheriff thinking, hey, the sheriff just must not know about this. I'll let him know. He'll fix it. And much to my surprise, he responded back that, well, they're only giving ivermectin to positive patients at the jail, and he seemed to think it was a good thing.
Okay. And finally, Jacqueline, then what happens from here? Is this doctor still planning to continue prescribing this medicine?
At this time, it's not known. He's continuing to prescribe it at his practice, but we don't know the status inside the jail. The Arkansas Medical Board has opened an investigation after receiving a formal complaint by a resident. And a growing number of detainees, it's being reported, are coming forward upset that they were told by Dr. Karras that ivermectin pills were vitamins. He insists no inmates are forced to take the drug and are fully informed about the medicine. The ACLU of Arkansas also issued a statement over the weekend saying that no one, including incarcerated individuals, should be subject to medical experimentation. So we're just waiting to see what the Arkansas Medical Board has to say about all this.
Okay, that's Jacqueline Froelich of KUAF reporting in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Thanks, Jacqueline.
You're welcome.